You make this rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Get It Right Texoma with the trio. It's Mike Hendren, Terry McAdams, Trey Cirillo. We are glad to have you back with us once again. Welcome. And this podcast being brought to you, it's being recorded in the MacTech Solutions podcast studio. We're located at 4020 Ray Road. That's where MacTech Solutions is. 4020 Ray Road, Wichita Falls, Texas, Suite 3B, Finishing Touch Plaza, as it has been known since about 1827. And anyway.
Ironically, Finishing Touch is no longer here.
Yeah. Yes. It feels like it's been a long time. It has been a long time. I don't know if it's been quite that long, but it's been a long time. And also, it's brought to you by Lolly and Pop Sweet Shop, lpsweet.com, the website. Also on Facebook, Lolly and Pop Sweet Shop. And Eddie Hill's Fun Cycles at 401 North Scott in downtown Wichita Falls. Get them online at eddiehillsfuncycles.com. Been around there since 1966.
And I have all your power sports needs.
Yes, and I have fun riding my Hustler lawnmower.
Zero-turn mowers as well. Yeah.
There you go.
Telling you, those
By
are
the way,
hard to
beat. It's been a while since we've kind of told everybody, what do we do here? I mean, just in case somebody's a new listener, I think we ought to just kind of lay out a little bit kind of what we do.
Well, we talk about local events and happenings, local headlines, regional and state and national headlines. Pretty much whatever we feel like talking about.
We want to be your go-to source for local Texoma news.
Yeah,
we do. And happenings.
We do.
And then a little bit of, hopefully we entertain you a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of humor, a little bit of politics and stuff in there. But, but really, that's the thing. We really want to be your go-to source. We want you to keep you informed of what's going on.
And then, if you have any ideas of guests and topics and things, just leave us, we should be pretty easy to find. I mean, we have a Facebook page. It's at Get It Right Podcast is what you would look for. Mm-hmm. I haven't renamed it to Get It Right Texoma, so I'm thinking, I don't know, we're working out kind of the branding and all that stuff here, but you just let us know there. Certainly you can stop by any of our, you don't have a look. Haitian, but you can certainly
just
call
flag him down. If you live, car, you yeah. see a dark blue Ford running down the road, just flag him down and see if it's Mike. And
you see me in a store somewhere, walk up to me and tap me on the shoulder, but please don't kick me.
Show up to one of his open houses.
So, but anyway,
get having one this weekend.
Yeah, we just want some feedback on what you'd like to hear about.
And say
with a bit of a focus on the local stuff, but we do have guests lined up. We're a lot of the people that we've had on the radio show, we're lining up, and we have had already. We've had the WFISD.
Superintendent,
the mayor,
CEO of Chamber of Commerce,
Mickey
Fincannon, our county commissioner.
So we
do have a couple of city council candidates coming up. Guys that are running for the at-large seat.
So it's one of those deals. We're getting people on the show. That's not that difficult. So.
But most importantly is that you share it and tell people, help us grow this, because this is a unique thing. That's why we kind of, when we have the opportunity, we've been kind of planning this for a number of years, and we finally have the opportunity. It's all about bandwidth, right? I mean, it's just some circumstances changed, and it's like, hey, we pivoted, and now we're here.
So, here we are.
So we're ready for you to help us out if you don't mind. We really, really appreciate any help we can get from you.
Like and share.
Yes. And one thing, I try to bring a little bit of tech perspective on some things.
A little. You're way tech. Seriously. And I mean that with all sincerity. You're way deep in the tech perspective. You're a walking encyclopedia of tech stuff.
Right. So I just, we try to, provide a local spin on all of our topics, including the tech and for politics and just happenings around in Wichita Falls, in this area, Texoma, obviously.
That's right, Texoma.
So not the other Texoma. This is the best Texoma.
Yeah, not Lake Texoma. We're talking about Texoma.
Yeah.
This is it right here. This is it. This is where it all happens right here.
All right.
Pardon me. I had to clear my frog in my throat there. All right, we're coming up May 3rd to May the 12th, the big Wichita Falls Fair at the MPEC. It's going to be Monday through Friday from 5 to 10 p.m., Saturday from 1 until 11. And they'll have state fair-esque rides and carnival games and
some sort of bubble thing.
We looked up last time.
We were talking about it.
Usually,
it's called the Big Fair.
The Big Fair.
That'd be better. I mean, because most people, if you just said, "Ah, it's just a little fair," probably wouldn't show up.
No.
Yes.
Or kind of fair.
Yeah.
You know, or.
Or very unfair.
Or partly cloudy.
There you go. Yeah. That was
anyway, it's a stupid weather reference. Yeah, you know,
he brought his inner Skip McBride out.
I don't know. I just
speaking of, I'm working on him.
Yeah, getting him
Skip
on.
Would be a great guest.
Yeah,
and for those of you, for those of you that happen to be watching that aren't from the local area, Skip McBride was a local meteorologist here for
celebrity
KFDX TV for I don't know 30 years probably a long time.
Yeah.
Skip was brought here by the U.S. Air Force. Back in the early 80s, and he liked it here so much he retired here and stayed here.
Raised his family here,
yeah. And
yeah,
so
Mike and I went to school with his daughters.
Yes, we did. We sure did. So at any rate, I think he'd make a great guest. He's a guy's got a
I'm going to invite him right here because I had intended.
Wealth of knowledge.
Yes, I had intended on doing it. You know, and he does forecasts on his Facebook page.
I know.
And I'm trying to get him to do it on a more regular basis.
He should.
But I got him a little cam. I gave him a little gift and gifted him a webcam so he could do it.
He's
doing it. I'm proud of him.
And an organization that Trey is deeply involved with, the Redneck Culinary Academy. You've got your RCA, you call yourself.
Yes, Redneck Culinary Academy. The name is Academy is we don't teach or anything like that. That's kind of just, I guess, a joke a little bit. But it's a bunch of guys get together and we cook, do a lot of cooks for first responders, volunteer fire departments especially, veterans, and that sort of thing. In fact, last week we had our big with the hog hunt, and the big country veterans go to Truscott, Texas, which is a little ghost town.
Yeah.
It's about an hour and a half from Wichita Falls, out between Benjamin and Kroll, if you're familiar with that part of the world.
Yep.
And they bring veterans in, and they shoot hogs with out of helicopters.
Yes.
Which is completely legal if people go, oh, you doing that, or, oh, it's horrible. Hogs are an invasive species. And they are doing all these ranchers around there. You got the Spike Box Ranch, the Circle Bar Ranch. These veterans are doing them a favor by killing some of these hogs because there's so many of them, and they actually ruin the ecology. What people don't understand is these hogs come in, and they run off your deer, your ground squirrels, and all of the natural ecology and habitat of your wildlife.
Right.
The hogs change that. So killing them is the best thing that you could do for ranchers and that sort of thing.
Well, not to mention the hogs do hundreds of millions of dollars in physical damage to the property.
Yeah, absolutely.
They tear up fences. They destroy crops. They root up the territory, and they do a lot of damage to the land itself and to structures on the land, such as fences and so forth.
That's right, absolutely.
And so it turns into a multi-million-dollar expense on the ranchers, the farmers, the landowners.
And that savings gets passed on to you, by the way.
Yeah.
And higher prices of beef and crops.
Sure does.
So anyhow, Big Country Veterans is a big organization. They bring all these veterans in. And Redneck Culinary Academy goes, and we cook for 3 days. We cook a Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Friday, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's a big event. A lot of our members go. We're based in Wichita County, where our headquarters is in Burt Burnett, Texas. But if you're interested, hit me up, and I'll get you an application. It's, like I said, it's a great number or great group of guys, and to cook. We enjoy each other's company. Everybody, we pride ourselves on having really good food, and food safety is a big thing, and it's just a lot of fun. So if you're interested in that, hit me up.
Well, let's see here. Where do we start this morning?
Because we've got a trove of stuff.
Well, let's hit a couple local items here. Child Care Partners hosting the second annual Arthur B. Williams Luncheon for Working Moms on Thursday, May the 2nd. It's going to be at the new Delta Hotel.
Which is a great facility. If you've never been in there, go check it out.
Beautiful, beautiful. Arthur B. Williams was the first female Wichita County Justice of the Peace, the first black woman to serve on the Wichita Falls City Council. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, at one point in time early in her career, she worked for Judge Arthur Tipps. Judge Tipps, I know, because his brother was married to one of my aunts.
Okay, yeah.
So,
and what does Child Care Partners do?
Well, child care. Well, as the name would suggest, they work with children. They do. But child care partners
work with old people. Child Care Partners, right?
Great organization that seeks to help children, especially children that are in the foster system or children that are in homes that are being. They kind of work in tandem with another organization called CASA of Red River Child. Mm-hmm. Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA of Red River, I actually sit on their board, and so there's a little bit of overlap, if you will, in some of what we do for children in the area. But Arthur B. Williams was a big advocate for organizations like this, and a big advocate for children. And
she was a very influential person in our community.
Very, very much so.
And did a lot of good in that Justice of the Peace role.
Yeah.
She did a lot of good for young kids, kids who were troubled kids or maybe starting to go down the wrong path, and Arthur B. would straighten them out in a lot of ways. Yeah. And even after her retirement, she was a volunteer. I would see her all the time at functions when I was on the school board. Yeah. I would see Arthur B. at so many things. And a wonderful lady, just to sit down and listen to her talk. And I used to enjoy going over to Grandma Ferris's house with Charlie Ferris, who was the first female black lawyer in Wichita Falls. Uh-huh. And her mother, Roberta Ferris, who I think she lived to about 107, 108. And I used to go over to Mrs. Ferris's grandma. I called her Grandma Ferris. Go to Grandma Ferris's house sometimes, and Arthur B. would be over there visiting and stuff. And it was just a wonderful experience sitting down and listening to those women speak and the inspiring messages they had in the past and that sort of thing. So, a really special lady.
Yeah, and they had a lot of stories and a lot of wisdom to share.
Absolutely,
no doubt about that. Wichita Falls ISD Teacher of the Year, an elementary teacher, Angela Christian, fourth grade teacher at Crockett, and then a secondary teacher, Jennifer Briscoe, teaches algebra at McNeil, and they've both been named Teacher of the Year at each of their respective schools.
This used to be one of my favorite things to do every year when I was on the school board. We used to get to go to the Teacher of the Year banquet. Mm-hmm. And they always, you choose a secondary and an elementary and a secondary teacher of the year. And it's a great thing. All these teachers, it's good for these people to be recognized. There are so many great teachers, not only in the Wichita Falls ISD, but our entire Texoma area.
Yeah.
So this is a good time for recognition. And then they actually go on to go and compete in the regional competition, and they can go to state. And we've actually had several Texas State Teachers of the Year in the Wichita Falls ISD.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and some administrators as well. So it's just a great thing. So if you know Angela or Jennifer, reach out and say congratulations. Shoot them a message on Facebook or whatnot and say congratulations, way to go. Because they are the best of the best. And let me tell you, they're not the best out of a field of crap. They're the best out of a field of really good people and really good teachers. You hear a lot of stuff all over the country and – yeah, I'm a conservative too, but I get a little sick and tired of hearing about all these people talk about how horrible the public schools are. Okay, they may be shit in Seattle, and they may be crap in New York City, and they may be crap in Los Angeles and stuff. They're not crap in Wichita Falls, in Holiday, in Iowa Park, in Burt Burnett, in Randolph, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And they're not crap. Our schools around this area are good, solid schools. That doesn't mean that we don't have a few bad people. It doesn't mean that everything's perfect. But I will tell you, the craziness you hear, most of the craziness you hear does not occur here in Wichita Falls or in the surrounding, in the Texoma area.
Right. Yeah.
The people here are not teaching DEI and teaching a lot of that sort of stuff for the most part. I'm not saying you don't have a bad apple here and there, but they get weeded out pretty well up in this area.
Right.
So,
Here it's not about... Education here has never been so focused on political agendas that they've lost sight of teaching.
Yeah. And every once in a while you get somebody like that, but a lot of times they get rooted out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They
a lot of
professions, find the door in a hurry.
Well, a lot of professions, it's self-selecting in terms of coming in. You think you want to do this, but then for various reasons, and maybe you're better off going to a different school district, and maybe you fit better in a certain environment. And so it doesn't mean you can't be a good teacher. Just there is a community, and there's certain local expectations that might not be in another place. So
in any profession, sometimes people find they think it would be a good fit for them. They find it's not.
Yeah.
So they move on to something else, you know, and you can find that in any profession, in any career field, in anything, you know. Everyone's not cut out for everything.
Well, there was a survey done some number of years ago that said that they looked back at bachelor's degrees and what field the person who got that bachelor's degree was working in. And it's like 60% or something didn't even end up working
in the
field that they got the degree.
I've never been in law enforcement.
Yeah. Mine's not directly. I have an elementary education degree. I never taught. But it's also a focus in on the IT or the computer side. So my master's is in computer education. So
I got a PhD. Two sets of post hole diggers in the garage. In fact,
anyway, Paul higher and deeper.
and many would argue I'm really good at that too. Yeah. I know how to pile it on.
A lot of times, a college degree is just look. And I told my kids this. All my kids went to college. A college degree, first off, doesn't mean you're brilliant.
Nope.
But the two things you have to have to graduate with a bachelor's degree in college. You have to have some sort of dedication.
You have to
learn some time management. Because no matter who you are, unless you're just some savant, you're going to have to study. Mm. Yeah, I didn't study my freshman year at all. Mm-hmm. By the time I got to my junior and senior, I had to study. Yeah. And you have to be at least average intelligence. You can't be a 80 IQ and pass a college curriculum.
All right.
So all of what that does tell an employer is if you have a college degree, what that tells an employer is this person has at least dedicated themselves
for four years. Well, it took me 9 years.
Exactly.
Because I've worked full time too.
That they've dedicated themselves to a certain amount of time and sacrificed a certain amount of time to reach a goal.
Finished something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so sometimes that's what you need. It's not what the degree is in.
Right.
But it's that they have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I really believe that we need to change the way we're doing degrees. I think a bachelor's degree, I think this whole well-rounded college has gotten so expensive, and there's a lot of reasons, and that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that we're trying to make sure this well-rounded student, that's a load of crap these days. Mm-hmm. We have computers. We walk around with computers in our pockets.
Sure do.
Not everybody needs – if you're a criminal justice major, you don't need algebra.
No.
You don't need art appreciation. Let's be fair. I think you should be able to get a bachelor's degree in 2 years that is focused on your tract.
Amen.
I think they've got a 2-year degree for that. I think the community colleges that in many cases have that and or a certification process.
Yeah, but they're not focused on a tract. Community colleges, most of them are basics.
Well, yeah.
Most of them are basics.
Well, here's how you can simplify the whole process, guys. Let's stop requiring college students to spend the first 2 years of college reliving their senior year of high school.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Let's stop going back and rehashing Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 and English 1 and English 2 and writing and all this. Let's just dispense with all that. You've already done that. If you got a high school diploma, you obviously met some minimum standards in all of that. Let's move on now and let's focus on what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
If you're a mass comm major, have basically 2 years of mass comm stuff and get very advanced in it.
Yeah.
If you're a criminal justice major, have 2 years of that. If you're a psychology major, have 2 years. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think
it would cut the cost in half.
Yes, it would.
Of school. It would get you further down the road and get you in the workforce faster.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many.
But
there's a lot of fluff and nonsense in getting a college degree. A lot of fluff and nonsense in getting it. And you know, we need I think more than ever, considering how fast our world is advancing at a pace we've never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
From a you can speak to this.
You
from a technology standpoint.
There is no way. By the time I learn one thing, it's going to be replaced by something else.
You tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. technologically speaking, our world has advanced more in the last 30 or 40 years than we did in the previous 200.
The logarithmic scale.
I think the previous, since man was started.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have accelerated so fast.
It's unbelievable. And it's been in our lifetime, which is strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's been in our lifetime because we started life with, we had TVs and we had telephones, but everything was analog. You had to dial your phone. We had no computers. I mean, computers existed, but nobody had them laying around their house.
No, they were too expensive for the average family.
Right. They were launching rockets and stuff with computers. Yeah, nobody had them at the house and things like that. So we've gone from where we were born into an analog world for the most part, and we raise our children or have people in the digital world, and the second half of our lives have been in the digital world.
Yep.
And we've seen that the difference, that light speed of change has just accelerated faster and faster.
Yep.
You know, and speaking of computers, I mean, in the mid-80s, you know, a really good, powerful computer setup would probably set you back, what, about $3,000?
Well, no, actually, no, the price was around the same. I mean, when I bought my first computer, well, really, it was my second computer in 1984, and I spent like $1,300 on it.
Yeah, but what did $1,300?
Well, no, I mean the power, but that same computer back then in today's dollars, yes, it's about $3,000 equivalent.
Yeah,
but the power is nothing. I mean, it's the most powerful calculator you can buy. Just a calculator you can buy, maybe as fast or maybe not. That's a little under, but it close. it was definitely not the same equipment we have today.
Remember,
the same capabilities.
Remember,
no.
We used
dial
to
dial up internet 300 baud.
We used to get the the little catalogs from like Radio Shack, or Edison's or some other store, and you look through those old catalogs, and everything in that catalog, electronics wise, now exists.
Oh yeah,
in these.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single thing exists in your phone now. It's not a radar detector,
but it is. It's a navigation device.
Yeah.
Remember, we had the TomToms.
Oh, yeah. I remember getting a Tom. I remember buying my dad a TomTom.
Yeah.
For Christmas
and it's your MP3 player, your cassette deck, if you will.
It's your
record player. It's a communication. It's your walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
It's a phone. It's a pager. It's a messaging device.
You remember Garmin?
Garmin, yeah.
We bought a Garmin back when they first came out. And I mean, they were expensive, too.
Oh, yeah, it was high.
You know. Yeah. But it was like, how cool is this? We don't need a map anymore. You know, we can travel and not need a map. And within less than a decade, that technology was completely obsolete.
Yeah.
Within less than a decade, it was totally obsolete.
And think about it too. The like my 2015 Honda Accord came with a satellite or had a navigation system in it,
which you don't need anymore.
The GPS. And I've never used it, and they of course want me to spend $150 to update the maps. I'm like, no, I got an iPhone.
There's still cars that come out with GPS navigation systems.
Well, right, but most people don't need it because you're getting it in through CarPlay with iPhone or Android Auto and all that stuff. It's all in your phone, and
you don't need it anymore.
So
the only good thing, I actually like the navigation system on a vehicle, not using your phone, because you free your phone up. Because I don't like when you put it on your phone on your Apple Play because we've traveled that way, my wife and I have, and she's had her phone and she's synced it up, but then somebody calls you and it screws up the deal. I kind of like the navigation system on board.
She's the iPhone, but
yeah,
I've not had any problem with it. It works real well for me. I just went to Dallas the other day and we use it, of course, big time there. And I just like to have it on for the navigation. Even I don't know if that's a guy thing. Yeah, I like that? To, even when I'm just running around town sometimes, or I'm coming back, I know my way home, right? But I like to know kind of how we're pacing and time.
Really?
And
I don't turn it in.
I don't turn
navigation on unless I've got to know.
I think it's cool. Yeah. I just like it.
I still kind of like to do the old school, or like look at the map. I will sometimes pull something up on my map and go, okay, I'm going to turn that. Okay, that's fine.
You don't go get your triptychs from AAA?
No.
Do you remember this?
I don't use my MapsGo.
Yeah. Did you ever did AAA at all?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you could call, tell them, hey, I'm going to travel from here to here. And then they went to this big board of all these little snippets of the map, and they would track your path and they would highlight it for you and everything. And you could, either mail it to you or if you had a local office when they did. You know, did they ever have a AAA office here?
I don't recall.
They had plenty of AA offices here. I've always been offices, but not AAA.
Double A. Yeah.
By the way, there are people who have this great memory, and I have a really good sense of direction, but there's a guy I work with, and the first time I sent him to go pick up some stuff, I gave him a map or whatever like that, told him where it was. He came back, and he recited to me every turn he made. And the next time I sent him, I said, you mean, he said, no, I know. And he told me, here, I'm going to go here, down this road. And I mean, a lot of it was highway, which was not that hard. Mm-hmm. But even when he got close, because it's in an industrial area, he was picking up some go-karts. He was telling me what streets he was turning on in those industrial areas, going from one time. Yeah. Like I said, I've got a good sense of direction. That guy's crazy.
That's somebody with a photographic memory, though.
Yeah,
that can remember the bird brain fine details.
And, and the memory too. Go with it.
It's not pretty nice to call people a bird brain.
Well, but
he's about 6'4". I'm going to tell him you called him a bird brain.
Well, I call my wife that because she can. She just knows. She just feels the
Bill?
Direction.
His name's Terry McAdams.
Well, not, but they get the component of the bird brain. Yeah. But anyway.
The navigational of the bird brain.
Yes. Yeah.
The bird brain used to be a. Traditionally has been a derogatory term.
Yes.
You have a tiny little brain.
Yeah. Hey, it doesn't matter how big your brain is, it works well.
Tell you what, though, birds, and they have an impeccable sense of aim because I guarantee you let me wash my car.
Yeah.
They're going to find it every stinking time.
Have you ever actually gotten hit by bird poop on your part?
Yes. I was at Disney World and one of the damn seagulls.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got hit playing baseball one time. I was in the outfield. and I was like, 12 years old and embarrassed as hell.
Yeah. Well, I was just walking through Disney World and then I felt, they're flying over you and stuff. Because people feed them all the time.
I can't remember who the player or the team was. Professional baseball player, pitcher. He throws a pitch.
Oh, yeah, and he hit the bird.
Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson. Bird.
Yes. Feathers.
Yeah.
Nailed that bird.
Because Randy Johnson threw heat.
Well, yeah, over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, he was about 6'9" or whatever, and had arms longer than, Dekeyte Bamutombo, and could sling the hell out of that ball.
Well, this was big. And
that bird never had a chance.
Yeah, well.
I've never seen, by the way, you talk about water, you're talking about, you said you get hit by a seagull or a pigeon?
Seagull.
Yeah. I've never seen bigger seagulls than I have in San Diego, California. Yeah. They are massive.
Yeah, some wingspan on them, huh?
Holy smokes. These seagulls are huge. And they make a good turkey dinner. I don't know how they eat. But you could, instead of going and buying a turkey, if turkey's got too expensive, just go knock off one of those seagulls and you can stick it in the oven and tell everybody it's turkey. It's huge.
Well, and what's weird is there a lot of them are further inland, like in Disney World. They're inland. I mean, Disney World's in the center of the state or the middle.
Yeah, but it's not too far from.
No, but it's just weird that I mean, you see them occasionally flying in. It's weird. It's like their navigation was off. I don't know.
Disney World's Orlando.
Yes, yeah. Orlando. Right.
Disneyland. That's.
Disneyland would not.
But Disneyland is not that far. It's really Anaheim. Not. Yes, yeah, it's not on the coast though.
No. But it's
you're probably 20 miles in.
Well, Orlando's definitely well inland, but but oh well.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to drop 10 grand in a hurry, Disney World, maybe.
Yes,
that's where you go. It's an expensive trip, man. I guess we probably ought to wrap this episode up, shouldn't we?
Are we
close?
We're not quite over 30 yet.
We're not quite over 30. Okay, well, real quick here. Let's hit something here real quick here. Marjorie Taylor Greene going after Mike Johnson again, Speaker of the House. And if y'all remember, we went through this last year, this whole rigmarole with the Speaker of the House. It took three, four rounds of voting?
It took a long time.
To finally get Johnson in there. What exactly is going on with her? I mean, I get she's a firebrand and she's very passionate and all this, but we're already, what are we down to, a one seat majority in the House now?
Yeah, what people basically need to realize is, look, I'm good with being a firebrand. I'm good with being passionate what you do. But there comes a point when you have to understand you work in a body. You're not the CEO. You're not running, making all the decisions.
Yeah.
You have to work with people. And when you start digging your heels in, this happened a little bit with some of the Tea Party people when they got down in Austin and stuff like that. They would dig their heels in so hard on so many different levels that you get to where you stop things and things don't happen.
You can't get anything done.
You can't get things done. And I'm not a fan of hers. I appreciate that I don't think she's full of shit. I think she believes what she says. But you got to be able to work with people. Well, and I don't think she's willing to do that. And you've got to give a little bit.
I understand. I know she's angry over House Republicans siding with Democrats on things like, for example, the Ukraine issue with sending more money. I don't want to send Ukraine any more money either. I'm over it. I'm done. I really want to stop. Enough is enough already. We have sent billions of dollars to Ukraine. And there seems to be no clear goal or path from our end as far as, what do we get out of this? What happens here?
We probably ought to pick that up in the next, because I got a bunch of thoughts on that.
I think we will.
You want to just pick that up in our next podcast?
In our next podcast, we'll get into that more, because that's it, getting into the weeds a little bit, I know.
Yeah.
But, it's just, I get why she's angry about some things, but I agree with you. At some point, you've got to figure out, I've got to work with the other people here. We've got to figure out how to come to some sort of terms, some middle ground with one another. You can't be this autonomous body yourself that's, you're not making all the decisions on your own. You don't get to.
You don't make any decision on your own.
No.
You have no authority.
Right.
One person has no authority.
Right.
The group has an authority.
Over yourself, you have authority, but that's it.
But you have no, what I'm saying is you don't have authority. You can't make a rule, you can't make a law, you can't do anything on your own.
No. Right.
You have to be able to count to a majority.
The closest you can come, it would be that the Speaker of the House has the authority to decide what comes up and what gets
the
agenda.
Authority.
The agenda.
The Speaker does have some authority, right. but an individual member of Congress does not have a whole lot of authority.
But even then, he can't pass anything.
They can't pass a law or whatever.
It really makes me wonder, where are we going to end up in November here, guys?
And I actually think this is detrimental, because I think these are people, Republicans are looking at this and going, they're so damn dysfunctional, they can't get anything done.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay home.
On the other side of the thing, listen to some of these Democrats. It's like they're fine with just perpetually financing a war between Russia and Ukraine. Guys, it's got to stop somewhere.
Right.
You can't just keep shoveling money into a black hole.
Like I said, let's pick up the Ukraine thing on our next podcast, because there's a lot to talk about.
We will. We'll do that. We're going to wrap this one up here, guys. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Get It Right Tech. So brought to you by Eddie Hill's Fun Cycles, 401 North Scott, downtown Wichita Falls, Mac Tech Solutions, 4020 Ray Road here in Wichita Falls, Suite 3B, and Lolly and Pop Sweet Shop, lpsweet.com, the website, and also on Facebook as well.
Really good cookies.
Cookies.
And I am a cookie nut, so I guarantee you, I'm a cookie aficionado, and they pass with flying colors,
baby. And a chocolate meringue pie that borders on the illegal. I'm just saying. Anyway, until next time, guys, take care. We'll see you down the road.